So what do you think is happening with this escort girl?
I have no idea. I just know that
no, you have a bunch of ideas. And that part is apparent.
I don't know exactly. So, I don't know exactly what's happening. But I know that whatever it is completely inappropriate for you to be doing while you're in a relationship.
So you don't know what's happening.
Of course I don't know. I'm not physically there.
But whatever is happening.
Something is.
Something definitely is happening, right?
Check this, check this. I finally found a passion I lacked before. Can't believe I didn't catch on to the act before. I mean, I voiced my complaints, that one ignored. A few things you felt that you was too attractive for. Cause everything out your mouth said that you ain't wanna hurt. Lot of lifestyle we live, but you ain't wanna work. So I'd sit you down and say it's getting out of hand while you shoot down the AI there, busy worried about a brand. But your baby dad said all that shit that was trite. How you was married, requesting dick pics from life. Though it all seems shady. Maybe I was crazy, I ignored my gut feeling, nah, not my babe. Accusing me, but pretending yourself. I couldn't catch it, too busy defending myself. Or was I wrong not seeing a life without you? Or taking anything that you said at face value? When you packed up and left, dude, I was so glad. Should've questioned how you easily became a nomad. If I could do it all again, it wouldn't have happened so fast. And it burns with every line jotted in this notepad. Cause at first you resembled my twin. Fast forward, you gave me identical twins. But then you lost it. Honestly, that murked my soul. Cause though we wasn't trying to have one, we got off the birth control. And we was right back at it, fucking like addicts. While you was disrupting what was seeming like a marriage. You never got embarrassed interrogating me. But that was just Yaris. Here we beefing, I dragged you off the bed. I swear to this day I reenacted in my head. So I hemmed you up, wasn't what I aimed to do. I ain't attack you, bitch, I was restraining you. But you was wifey, though I understand that it's not a game. Can you imagine my surprise when the cops came? Handcuffed me, you press charges. But I made bail, it's just heartless. You can't smash my laptop on the wall and then think I wasn't gonna react. Scratch that, I mean you can't call my mom like in a crash at your spot. What up, when I'm a son and you just locked me up away. This is when it really gets deep. Judge said she'd get control of the house for a week. Filed a restraining order so she couldn't come near me. The fuck else I do but go right back to Tahiri. I'm sleeping on her couch, not discussing shit. Staring at the fattest ass, not fucking it. I guess despite everything that she showed me, it felt good to be around a girl that really knows me. I missed all the arguing and yapping. Percocets and muscle relaxes in a napkin. Can't believe that it happened. I lost my unborn daughter when we fought. I'm thinking I killed ass. Been. And that's when I thought that we'd be dead a while. But we decided to reconcile. So hungover from love and whatnot. How could you not expect us to take another shot? But during all this time we don't live together. Stupid me thought you'd go and get your shit together. You know, get a job or if acting's your career. Seems you pursued the shit for a year from right here. And it appears, along with all the yelling and the screaming, we both at the table but my side is leaning. But rather than end it, we tried to mend it. Fuck being a couple, let's work on a friendship. But then it got weird, I was stunned from that. You took it to a place where there was no coming back. Off my last breakup, I was able to stomach that. 2 weeks removed and you fucking with a running back. Life is in shambles, disguised as a damsel. Lies are a handful, bouncing off of different guys looking scrambled. Despise how it was handled, but when you ain't got a dime, why not decide to gamble? Said you'd be in LA doing business. I'm thinking that's great, I can't falter. Said you'd be with Jennifer the whole time. But you probably didn't think that I would call her. She said she ain't seen you since you landed. And for days she been blowing up your phone like a stalker. And all I could do was laugh at myself as I thought, wise old girl sucking off Derek Ward. Fuss said we was making it right, but you couldn't. Was on the phone, I said Skype, but you wouldn't. The puzzle starts coming together and it's brutal. Won't Skype, Gmail, chat, won't Uber. The whole time I'm noticing you acting unusual. And I can't figure out who the fuck you being true to. Said the Wi-Fi was down in the telly. But you ain't say you was at hotel, his house, looking like a groupie. Or maybe I misunderstood when you said y'all two was making a movie. Looking at the shit, pal, I stepped in again. And to top it off, your whole ass is pregnant again. Not again, I've been through the world, so I suck it up. It's less about the lie, more about the cover up. So you busted, but you adding to the friction. Cause you deny it all, but you do it with conviction. So you talking to me real disparaging. So what attitude coming off arrogant? If I wanted a trophy wife, then you could be. But all it looked like is that you written out pussy. Less about you, nah, you ain't the one. You grown, you got choices. I'm worried about your son. That's what got me up being an insomniac. Little nigga can't control how his mommy act. As for me, I'm trying to flush you out my system. So I counter by filming all my sexual encounters. Mentally not there while I'm screwing. And I only keep going cause that's what you're doing. I'm trying to see how it's done, how's it possible. Enough to put a weak nigga in a hospital. Staring at one ex talking about another. But this one would kill if it meant I wouldn't suffer. But she taking little shots, I'm getting ridiculed. Cause all she complained about, I went and did with you. Said she knew it wouldn't last when I lived with you. She not your type, she ain't got the right hips for you. So you try to take something for pain, it don't work. You still feel it all and overcame, don't work. Nope, so we good, I don't let it get me down. Not a pussy that good, nor a titty that round. For anything to work, y'all, trust is a must. And I learned, God let a mutt be with a mutt. So I dead that bitch, you know the shit's been over. Some situations don't end without clothes.